There will be false teachers among you. 2 Peter 2, verse 1. Jeremiah lived 600 years before Christ. Jacob's descendants had divided into two kingdoms, Israel in the north and Judah in the south. The people worshipped idols and were immoral. God called Jeremiah to make his message known. He was a true prophet of God. There were also many false prophets in the land who told the people what they wanted to hear. In Jeremiah chapter 23, God warns the people not to listen to the false prophets. And he warns the false prophets that they will be punished. From this chapter, we learn important truths to help us avoid false teachers today. God's word contains many warnings against false teachers. Peter warns Christians, but there were also false prophets among the people, even as there will be false teachers among you, who will secretly bring in destructive heresies, even denying the Lord who bought them, and bring on themselves swift destruction. And many will follow their destructive ways. 2 Peter 2, verses 1 and 2. In our time, false teachers abound. Jesus warned, then many false prophets will rise up and deceive many. Matthew 24, verse 11. The fact that there are many false teachers among us, and that many people listen to them, is a fulfillment of the prediction of Christ. He also said, beware of false prophets who come to you in sheep's clothing, but inwardly they are ravenous wolves. Matthew 7, verse 15. False teachers are false not only in doctrine, but also in their appearance. They pretend to be something they are not. On the inside, they are vicious wolves who kill and scatter the sheep. But they present themselves as innocent and harmless. They wear a sheepskin to trick the sheep. Yet, discerning eyes can tell the difference. As Little Red Riding Hood said, but grandmother, what big teeth you have. John warned, beloved, do not believe every spirit, but test the spirits, whether they are of God, because many false prophets have gone out into the world. 1 John 4, verse 1. Paul told the elders at Ephesus, for I know this, that after my departure, savage wolves will come in among you, not sparing the flock. Also from among yourselves, men will rise up, speaking perverse things, to draw away the disciples after themselves. Acts 20, verses 29 and 30. How can we recognize false teachers? These warnings of Christ and his apostles would be meaningless if there were no way to distinguish between those who speak the truth and those who teach error. When one considers the thousands of preachers and priests in the world, it is obvious that most of them are not speaking for God because they teach conflicting things. One man I baptized started reading the Bible because different priests in his own church were teaching contradictory things. His reaction was, since the priests say different things, I will read the Bible for myself. What it says will certainly be right. The first time I met him, he said, I don't know where it will lead me, but I have decided to do what the Bible says. I thought, if he really means that, he will become a Christian. And he did. Have we decided to do what the Bible says? God's word enables us to distinguish truth from error. What does God think about false teachers? Woe to the shepherds who destroy and scatter the sheep of my pasture. Jeremiah 23, verse 1. They will be punished for their evil deeds. You have scattered my flock, driven them away, and not attended to them. Behold, I will attend to you for the evil of your doings. Jeremiah 23, verse 2. In verses 9 and 10, Jeremiah laments the terrible state of the land because of the prophets. For both prophet and priest are profane. Jeremiah 23, verse 11. Profane means secular, not holy. The prophets and priests were supposed to be spiritual and holy. Instead, they were secular. They were worldly. A tourist visiting a monastery hospital in Italy was astounded by a sign in botched English. We harbor all kinds of diseases and have no respect for religion. Please donate some small arms for our hospital. False teachers do indeed harbor all kinds of spiritual diseases and have no respect for true religion. Beware of false prophets, preachers, and priests. They are more concerned about worldly things than spiritual values. Jesus said to religious leaders, "Woe to you, scribes and Pharisees, hypocrites! For you cleanse the outside of the cup and dish, but inside they are full of extortion and self-indulgence. Even so you also outwardly appear righteous to men, but inside you are full of hypocrisy and lawlessness." Matthew 23, verses 25 and 28. In Jeremiah 23, God says that he will bring disaster on the false prophets. The prophets of the northern kingdom caused Israel to err through idol worship. Do some religious leaders today encourage people to bow down before images? Of the prophets in the southern kingdom, God says, "Also I have seen a horrible thing in the prophets of Jerusalem. They commit adultery and walk in lies. They also strengthen the hands of evildoers so that no one turns back from his wickedness. All of them are like Sodom to me, and her inhabitants like Gomorrah." Jeremiah 23, verse 14. False teachers want to be popular with the people of the world. But whoever wants to be a friend of the world makes himself an enemy of God. James 4, verse 4. False teachers strengthen the hands of evildoers. They continually say to those who despise me, "The Lord has said, you shall have peace." And to everyone who walks according to the dictates of his own heart, they say, "No evil shall come upon you." Jeremiah 23, verse 17. This explains why false teachers are popular. They are politically correct. They go along with the times. They adapt their message so it will not be offensive. They tell people what they want to hear. Are people who follow their own heart in our time told by some religious leaders that no evil will come upon them? Do some religious leaders condone the sins of Sodom and Gomorrah? Do some preachers say that no evil will come upon those who Jesus says commit adultery because of unscriptural divorce and remarriage? Matthew 5, verses 31 and 32, and 19, verse 9. Beware of false prophets, preachers, and priests who tickle the itching ears of evil doers. 2 Timothy 4, verses 3 and 4. "For from the prophets of Jerusalem, profaneness has gone out into all the land." Jeremiah 23, verse 15. They were profane themselves and profaneness spread from them to the whole country. We live in a secular society, a society that wants freedom from religion rather than freedom of religion. We must be careful that we do not become a secular church by listening to boot-licking false teachers. Thus says the Lord of hosts, do not listen to the words of the prophets who prophesied to you. They make you worthless. They speak a vision of their own heart, not from the mouth of the Lord. Jeremiah 23, verse 16. False teachers tell you what they think rather than what God says. Because of the neglect of the false prophets, the people did not repent. I have not sent these prophets, yet they ran. I have not spoken to them, yet they prophesied. But if they had stood in my counsel and had caused my people to hear my words, then they would have turned them from their evil way and from the evil of their doings. Jeremiah 23, verses 21 and 22. We have been warned. We must distinguish between what comes from God and what comes from man. The prophet who has a dream, let him tell a dream. And he who has my word, let him speak my word faithfully. What is the chaff to the wheat, says the Lord? Is not my word like a fire, says the Lord, and like a hammer that breaks the rock in pieces? Jeremiah 23, verses 28 and 29. If a man has a dream and wants to tell it, okay, but he should not claim that it came from God. Man's word is chaff. God's word is nutritious grain. They who have God's word must speak it faithfully. It is powerful, like a burning fire and a hammer that pulverizes rocks. Peter said, if anyone speaks, let him speak as the oracles of God. 1 Peter 4, verse 11. How can we distinguish between the word of man and the word of God? Through Isaiah, God commanded the people, to the law and to the testimony. If they do not speak according to this word, it is because there is no light in them. Isaiah 8, verse 20. We recognize false teachers by comparing what they say with the word of God. There are false teachers among us, just like there were false prophets in the Old Testament. Do not listen to them. False teachers are secular, more concerned about popularity than purity. Their profaneness spreads like cancer. False teachers strengthen the hands of evildoers, comforting them in their sin, rather than calling them to repentance. God has given us the scriptures so we can know the difference between the word of man and the word of God. To the law and to the testimony. Now I urge you, brethren, note those who cause divisions and offenses contrary to the doctrine which you learned, and avoid them. For those who are such do not serve our Lord Jesus Christ, but their own belly. And by smooth words and flattering speech deceive the hearts of the simple. Romans 16, verses 17 and 18. Beware of false teachers. Amen.